So just in case you're not depressed enough, as we talked about this breakdown in common sense in juvenile court, we seem to have a breakdown in common sense in criminal district court as well. Rafi, tell us about this craziness.
Okay, yeah. Anyone that's driving, they may want to pull over before they listen to this. But so yesterday, the pedophile priest, Father Lawrence Hecker, was scheduled for trial. And this case was allotted last September to Judge Ben Willard. Case has gone through all the pretrial motions. Scheduled for trial yesterday. So that this case, you know, goes back decades, where the DA's offices had to interview and prepare for trial for the last month or longer in preparation for trial yesterday. They walk into court and they find out that Mr. Hecker, former priest Hecker, is not in court. He has a urinary tract infection and he's at the hospital. So the judge goes into chamber to talk to, supposedly, I'm told, Hecker's medical practitioners about whether he can appear in court. The judge walks out of chambers and informs the defense and prosecution he's transferring the case. And they said, "What do you mean?" And he says, "I'm recusing myself from this case. Because I won't be disrespected anymore." So I got my phone started to blow up yesterday morning, you know, when this news was breaking. So I pulled out the docket master, started to look at this case. This case, as I said, was allotted to Willard in September of 23. September the 9th, there was a final hearing before the trial, and everything was set to go, and the judge had no problems with him unable to be fair and impartial. So we walk into court on the day of trial, and the judge says, "Go home, I'm recusing myself." And his only cryptic comments was that, you know, I'm not going to be disrespected anymore. So last month, on August the 20th or so, there was a trial in Judge Willard's court involving a sex offender. It was a jury trial. One of the jurors approached one of the female district attorney staff members and made some inappropriate and unwanted comments about her appearance. She ignored the first encounter, but there was a second encounter because this is a multiple day trial. Mm-hmm. She goes to the court and she goes to her supervisor and informs them this is the second time this same juror is making inappropriate comments to me. So they bring that information to the judge. And the judge says, you know, essentially to the woman, "You're a distraction." Essentially saying she's too attractive. "You need to get out of this court. Bring somebody else in from your office to handle this." Well, the people that were trying the case notified the first assistant. The first assistant goes into court and immediately asks the judge to recuse himself. The judge won't respond to that motion for recusal. And the first assistant calls the judge a coward. And the judge leaves the bench, directs a sheriff's deputy to eject the first assistant from the courtroom. So that first assistant in that rape case that called the judge a coward was also one of the attorneys trying the case involving Lawrence Hecker, the priest, the pedophile priest. So the judge would have known that. The judge has had this case for a year. The judge had a hearing in early September, and he knew who all the attorneys were, but he did not recuse himself at any point in time until the morning of trial. And the district attorney's office had to not only get the victim in this case, but they're using system and intent to show prior bad acts. They had to find other victims of Lawrence Hecker, and they had to interview them and prepare them for trial. They had to get all of the forensics, all of the medical staff, all of the police officers that were involved in this case, all ready to go to trial, only to be sent home when the judge walks out and blindsides not just the prosecution but the defense too with what I'm recusing myself from this case. That is unacceptable. And I believe that the judge has done a disservice, not just to the victims and witnesses and to both the defense and the prosecution, but the judge is also undermining, you know, public confidence in the criminal justice system. Stories like this leave you scratching your head and shaking, you know, shaking your confidence in the ability of the system to do its job. And, you know, Judge Willard, I think, is an embarrassment. I believe that his actions are a violation of judicial canons. Judicial Canon 1 says a judge shall personally observe high standards in conduct. This is not high standards. This is not suitable conduct by a judge. And Canon 3 also says that a judge shall perform their duties of office impartially and diligently. And I think continuing a case, recusing himself on the morning of trial, where if the judge felt that at any point in time he couldn't be fair and impartial, he could have self-recused himself at any point in time over the past year. He didn't choose to do that until the morning of trial, and that is unacceptable. And I think that the judge is in violation of judicial canons, and I think he owes the public an apology.
I mean, this is juvenile behavior at best, right? I mean, to make the allegation of a member of the district attorney's office that basically she is guilty of aggravated attractiveness, right?
Yes.
I mean,
right.
His conduct is not that far apart. There's not a wide chasm between his conduct and the conduct of the juror that they were complaining about. I mean, think about it for a moment. I mean, this is a joke. I mean, it's an absolute joke.
Judges on that bench.
We have lost sight of what we're trying to do, right?
Yep. Right.
I mean, how discriminatory is that comment to a woman? Oh, I'm sorry, right. You're too attractive to do anything in my court. What? Excuse me? I mean, you know, where are we going with this? And then ask her to leave? Where she can't fulfill the duties and obligations of her job in the middle of a trial?
The judge is telling the prosecutor to bring somebody else in that may not be familiar with the case to take over the case.
Well, this is my prediction. The Louisiana Supreme Court is going to do nothing because they have a history of doing nothing. And it's going to be interesting to see whether or not there's anything done there, because that is if that is in fact what this judge said, it is totally inappropriate, and no one should stand for it, quite frankly. And I stand with Jason Williams in his frustration and his aggravation as it relates to this case. Things are tough enough, right, with the shortages and everything else they have there. They don't need juvenile behavior by elected judges to make it even worse. But that's exactly what's happening here, right?
Agreed.
We have a shortened period of time today. I do have another guest to bring on. Rafi, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. When we come back, we'll visit with Kevin Richards, co-founder of Coffee Fest. Stay with us.